Welcome to Talks from the Bible. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 27:13-14. We behold all of the evils in the land of the living that might cause us to be weary. Age brings on the weariness of the body. Dilemmas bring on weariness of the spirit. Sinfulness brings on weariness of the soul. What is the answer to the weariness of this mortal journey that will prevent us from fainting? The psalmist declares with the full persuasion of faith that it is the goodness of the Lord. My people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 31:14. The prophet also spoke that they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity. Jeremiah 33:9. This is one of the grave ills in the land of the living. Not enough of us fear and tremble at the goodness and prosperity of the Lord. The New Testament writer of the book of Romans declared that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Romans 2:4. But where is the repentance of this evil and sinful society in which we live? Zechariah declared, "How great is thy goodness," Zechariah 9:17. The goodness of God keeps us strong with the desire to conquer and continue, but we must learn to wait on the Lord for him to strengthen our hearts. Why would we want to wait? We live in the age of the microwave oven and instant coffee. In a matter of hours, we can circle the earth. We can see and talk to someone on the other side of the world in a second with the click of a button. We are not people who are willing to wait. What we want now. We no longer save money to buy an appliance or take a trip. We use plastic with a simple swipe. God does not work in a flash. He delays, and so we must learn to wait. Our waiting upon the Lord must be guarded by courage. Those of us who wait for the goodness of God so that we do not faint are to be courageous and bold. God does not want us to be weak, but strong. When God was going to send his people into the promised land against nations that were stronger and greater in number, he instructed them, "Be of good courage and bring of the fruit of the land." Numbers 13:20. In the final leg of the journey to Rome, Paul thanked God and took courage. Acts 28:15. Let us behold the goodness of God so that we do not faint in the land of the living. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.